To the common room with me, Martin,
and Evan, and Tim, our special guest, is also here, but he is currently sitting
He's
in the corner.
He's becoming more of a regular now.
He is, but I'm. Have you noticed in the "It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia" theme song how they say with Frank with Danny DeVito Frank as Reynolds. Frank Reynolds?
Yeah,
he's like in the gang, but he's still like a guest. You know, that could be Tim for us.
Yeah,
exactly.
So, you are listening to WJOH 104.9 FM at Lafayette College Radio here in Eastern Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania? I feel like I said that weird.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that sounds weird. I don't know why.
We've got one more week, and then we have spring break, and then, so we're here again on a Monday night. It's so hot in this room.
It is extremely
Every single week we come down here and we just get hit by a blast of
you just like
a
walk
wave of,
into a cloud of
a
just
wave
hot
of hot
it is very unpleasant.
It's not fun at all. You'd think it'd be nice and cozy in the winter, but it was not at all. It was just
yeah, it's sweating
like
a
gross.
Basement. It should be cold and it's just extremely hot.
You'd think it would fluctuate with the changing seasons, but it does not. Anyway, I've got two songs queued up, and then Martin inevitably will have two songs queued up.
Inevitable. It's inevitable.
It's inevitable,
you
yes.
You used the word. I used the word back.
Well, I used the adverb version.
And then I used the whatever.
There you go.
I don't know grammar.
If you didn't hear Tim, because he doesn't mic, he said adjective.
I used the adjective.
The first song is a live song. It's a live performance of a song called Statesboro Blues by the Allman Brothers. They performed it live at the Fillmore East.
By who?
Which, the Allman Brothers Band. Which, if you haven't listened to the Allman Brothers live at the Fillmore East, you should. That's like one of the great live albums of all time. And the second one is New Kid in Town by the Eagles, and I guess we'll just jump right into it. After these two songs, we'll be back talking. Maybe Tim will have a mic. We don't know. And then we'll go from there. So enjoy the first two songs.
Okay, the Allman Brothers Band.
walk on the street, it sounds so familiar. Great expectations, everybody's watching you. You like you're something new. Johnny come lately, the new kid in town. Everybody loves you, so don't let them down. You look in her eyes, the music begins to play. Romantics, here we go again. But after a while, you look in the other way. It's those restless hearts that never mend. Johnny, come lately. Will she still love you when you're not around? There's so many things you should have. But night after night, you're willing to hold her, just hold her, tears on your shoulder. There's talk on the street, it's there to remind you. Doesn't really matter which side.
And welcome back. That was, what was that?
That was New Kid in Town by the Eagles.
That's a good song. Now,
it was a good song.
Our other guest.
Hello.
Has a microphone.
Yeah, he does, and he can't control his voice, apparently.
What's that supposed to mean?
You're speaking very loudly.
I am not speaking loudly.
Just tone it down.
All right, I will.
I'm not Sam.
Active improvements being made live on the air.
Is this better?
I mean, it's,
I mean,
we
it
shouldn't.
We should just do this afterwards.
Yeah, but I don't know why we're doing it now.
Because he was quite loud.
Are you trying to stall the moment when you have to say your songs?
No. My songs? Now that you brought it up. First off, we've got Lay It On Me by Vance Joy. Good song.
Is that...
I know Vance Joy.
He was Riptide, didn't he?
Oh, yes. Okay.
Is it the song that's like...
No, that's not the... I'm singing Ding-a-Dong, like actually.
Which is his second song.
My second song is Ding-a-Dong by... by Teach-In, I think.
Teach-In.
They also won Eurovision, I think. Or they came second or something.
Martin's
like
going through a Eurovision
19.
phase right now.
Well, they have a lot of good songs. It's been... yeah, there's a lot of years and a lot of good songs. And there's a lot of countries in it now. But I think they're Swedish.
In Lay It On Me, do they go, Lay It On Me? Like in that way?
No, I think...
Oh, then. I don't know.
It's a different song.
That sounded like a different song.
Do you know what I'm talking about, Tim?
I don't know the song, but I think it's a different song.
I think you're thinking of a different song.
I must be.
But do we have anything else to say?
No, we never do.
Well, let's like...
Next break.
Some
well,
stuff.
Next break, we'll talk
yeah,
about
exactly.
something.
Yeah.
Well, all these things that we are saying now and like the improvements to the sound, we should be doing this not on the air.
I mean, we should have done the mic beforehand.
Well, we got distracted.
Not my fault.
Not really. Tim was just on his phone, and I don't know what we were doing.
How about we just, like, take a break, and then we'll come back. Here is Lay It On Me by Vance Joy.
I'm so gone. Anyone could see that I'm wasted. You cut through, and I just want to know what's in your head. Write it on a piece of paper, honey. Put it in my coat before I go. Hidden in a place you know I'll find it. Oh, later when I'm sitting all alone. Everything starts at your skin, so new. Your love's always finding me out. Who am I kidding? If all my defenses come down, ah, oh, baby, will you lay it all on me now? Lay it all. In plain sight, why'd it take so long? Write it on a piece of paper, honey. Put it in my coat before I go. Let me in. Everything starts at your skin. Will you lay it on?
Welcome back to the common room, if you didn't know. Tim gonna speak this?
Yes, I shall.
You all shall.
We never came
you
up with something shall? To talk about as well.
I
we just sat
I realized
the entire
but you were
time.
Trying to figure out your songs.
Well, like, it's not dependent on me to start conversation.
We can talk.
Perfectly good human
talk
being
about
right there.
Yes, I was gonna say we should talk about it. School's closing down.
No,
we gonna do
maybe.
It. No, like,
oh.
Schools are closing down.
I thought you said
so,
school
like,
is it an appropriate thing to talk about?
Why not?
I mean, it's very current news.
It is current news,
yes.
Yeah.
Also,
it's not like an inappropriate thing to talk about.
A happier side note. The last song I listened to on my phone was also by Vance Joy.
Hey, which song?
It was Riptide.
It was,
of course,
yeah.
But...
I gotta add that to my playlist. I don't have it in there for some reason.
Never mind.
What?
Nothing. I was just gonna say something stupid, but... I didn't know if I don't know. Because you know how Americans don't like to talk about money? Like, if someone asks you, like, how much money do you make, they're like, oh, that's personal.
Coronavirus isn't personal.
I don't know. I'm not saying that that's like, that I just, there are some things that, like, people just, like, don't talk about for some reason. And, yeah, I didn't know if, like, you know, disease was one of them. So.
Pretty sure, like,
well, for,
I don't like, think that counts for coronavirus.
Yeah, it's pretty serious.
For corona, it's different, but, like, you don't tell everyone your personal diseases and stuff
yeah,
like that.
About,
so like,
I don't know. Never mind. I just didn't know if it was a taboo subject.
I don't
all.
Think it
I
is.
Know.
No.
Like, people talk about
current
news
yeah.
all the time. As long as
don't.
You don't say, like, blatantly wrong news
oh, yeah,
as
yeah.
if it's correct. But, yeah, there's a lot of why about coronavirus on college campuses right now. For
yeah,
the
obviously.
Equestrian teams, like, a couple of them have travel bans because they're, like, too worried about it. And, boy, it... I don't know what the school's going to do.
My teachers are setting up, like, online stuff and trying
yeah,
to figure out how to teach
teachers,
it online.
A lot of the teachers now are, like, trying to figure out how to teach it online. I don't know how any of my teachers are going to do that.
A lot of classes, it's really hard.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, if that somehow happens, like, we're all, like, sent home, do you think there will be, like, things happen? Like, are they going to be trying to, like, do things on campus, or will the campus just literally just be, like a ghost town?
They'll clean it.
Yeah, like,
they go through and fumigate it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. Like,
yeah.
Are they going to make improvements of some kind? Or is
no, they just
joking?
Go and they just, like, bomb
they
it.
Just, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They just clean the...
No, I just didn't know if, like, the campus was just going to sit empty for, like, 5 months, you know? Like,
I don't know what
town.
They're going to do, because there's certain people who probably cannot travel home if they're international students.
Exactly.
So
probably a lot of the...
campus, what are they going
to
do?
They have to provide some sort of... housing
yeah
of some kind.
Yeah
I don't know if it would be like a hotel or like some sort of thing, but yeah, that'd have to be a serious thing.
Maybe not though. Maybe they like maybe they don't accommodate people.
They have to
but maybe
if
they
it,
don't
they have to
no but there's like
I can't see
I'm
any...
betting this Chinese international students here there's like they can't really go home right now.
They can't. And I could
Italian,
not,
too.
Yeah, Italian.
I could not see the school saying we are not liable for where you choose to stay, like for where you need to stay. Like, I cannot see them doing that, especially for students that are coming to the United States, you know, that are like unfamiliar with
the There's been a lot of articles right now about how a lot of college and like American colleges and universities are trying to be more like international, and how this might negatively impact like admissions and stuff.
When you say international, you mean like bringing in international students?
Like how like if you're an international student applying to like an American university, you have like a higher chance.
Yeah,
like people worry that this is going to affect income of colleges and universities, and so where there might be like a drop in admissions.
Huh. Jesus.
Wait, no one knows how long this is going to go on for.
Yeah, no, and apparently the country is just not prepared for it at all.
News site do you hear that from?
I get news is it updates Apple news? Throughout the day. No, it wasn't Apple News. It was from some, I don't even know what journal it was, but it was like the United States is not prepared whatsoever for like what's about to happen. And I'm like, oh, geez. I didn't read the article, but I just saw it. I was like, flipped out.
I mean, it's like seven states. It's like around there emergency, states of emergency.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah,
the three main ones, California, every Washington, New York.
Every state pretty much surrounding Pennsylvania is in trouble.
Delaware is fine. Connecticut and Delaware are like the only Northeast states that are fine right now. No one there
is doing absolutely
there's
fine.
No people.
Oh, northern
that's where you
want
to be. Like if there's ever this should be a lesson to, I'm not like a lesson, but like, you know, people should be like, you know, if this is what happens with like a major virus or whatever, I'm just going to move to like, I don't know, middle of Nebraska, live within 50 miles of everyone else, you know. Then you're fine.
It hasn't gone to Antarctica yet, so move there.
That's the only continent it has not reached.
Because no one lives there.
Dead air.
But like probably what the school, the like most reasonable, if the school does take drastic action, probably the most like reasonable would be the extended break.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if the extended break.
I mean, a lot of, especially in New York, colleges, because New York has the highest amount of cases in the U.S. so far. It's like 142 based off today. A lot of New York ones are for the winter quarter, but not semester, are doing online classes or just canceling classes. But
yeah, like no, that's the thing. Like you just have to think about it. Like what, like everything that happened. That I guess is it still like has it receded in China yet? Like I know that cases were going down.
I mean, it's the rate of growth is higher internationally now than it is in China, because China enacted some very strict measures.
I can't see any situation where what happened in China is not going to happen here. Like,
I mean, it's happening in Italy.
Italy's on complete lockdown. It's insane.
South Korea thinks that they've gone past the like highest peak because they're now having less daily cases.
Yeah,
but like that only occurred after, similar with Italy and China, like they've just completely locked down the country.
Exactly. Yeah. And like I can't see why it would suddenly stop here, you know? Like we're not that much like we're not like wildly more advanced than like I don't know.
But
like,
not.
Exactly. Like we're not at all. That's what I'm saying. Like what's stopping it from, I don't know. Like it's scary.
Especially on college campuses, like
this is one of the worst places you could be.
Yeah. So many people are sick with like the flu right now. Yeah.
There's a kid on our floor. For all the listeners, I guess. there's a boy on our floor named Jay. I was literally about to say Ethan or something. And he went home like 2 weeks ago with like a 103 fever. And it's really scary. And we hope he's okay.
Yeah.
The World Health Organization or something, I forget what my professor said, predicts that 400...
Probably the World Health. It's probably them.
Yeah, I forget who it was. The 480,000 people in the U.S. will die from it.
Jesus.
All right, maybe it's not who...
But that 96 million will get it, which is quite the number.
I mean, the government currently is saying it's all fine. Well, on top of it, the CDC, however, who everyone probably trusts a bit more concerning this subject, is going, we're probably not on top of this.
If you've read CNN in the past, like, 3 days, they are like,
CNN,
Donald Trump is messing everything up. Like, they are so angry at this
I saw a CNN article today that was literally said, here's why CNN is calling coronavirus a pandemic. And I was like, that's going to just cause some fear.
CNN is stupid because they're freaking, like, like, what are they? They're just like, this whole thing is a representation of just the mess that is the Trump administration. And this is all just tying back to how terrible of a man he is. I'm just, people are dying. We need to focus on this. Anyway, we've exhausted this topic.
Have we?
No, I don't think we have.
I think this is going pretty well. We talk about it a lot on Dorm. And I'm not saying this is a bad thing, but, like, this is, like, a lot of what we talk about now.
Because...
It's when it biggest first, world news.
When it first started in China, before China got to its, like, 80,000 cases it's at now, it was kind of like a joke. Like, people made memes about it and everything. Like, Corona the beer, it's like, ha ha ha. And then it spread to South Korea. And it's like, all right, ha ha ha, it's on the other side of the world. And then it spread to Italy, and like, oh, it's getting a bit closer. And now it's in America, and it's in New York City. That's a city, that's not going to go well.
It's in Philly.
Montgomery
County.
It's in East Jersey. Bergen County.
It's in California, it's in Washington, it's in...
Most of the states.
It's like 28 cases in Massachusetts, which... Massachusetts is the fourth highest amount, and that kind of surprises me, actually.
Concord.
Well, maybe not Concord, but Massachusetts. Well, there's 100... Current total for highest is 142 in New York. There's been 19 deaths in Washington. It's not going well.
No, it's not going well, and it's going to blow up any day now. Like, and it's just going to be an exponential thing, like just exactly like what it was in China and Italy. It's going to be incredibly exponential.
I think more colleges will probably begin to... I mean, as Tim said...
As the day's gone on, Stevens now is canceled classes.
Where's Stevens?
It's in Hoboken, right across the river from the city.
Break is coming at a very, like, ideal time for college.
It is, yeah.
Because now they've got,
but like... not really, though. Because people that don't live close, like us, have to fly or go far, so that's not ideal for them.
What would be ideal is that they tell us before we go on break if they're going to extend break.
I mean,
they should do.
But also, like, a lot of people, the health center, whatever the school, they send out, like, where are you going for break survey that everyone had to fill out. But people are, like, going to go back to, like, California and, like, Washington State. And then they're going to come back
and New York City.
And New York City.
A million people going to New York City.
Lafayette. Students are from New York City.
There's no conceivable way of that it's going to not reach campus, you know? Or did I say that right? Was it a double negative? I can't see it not reaching campus. Like, somehow, you know?
I think even if it doesn't reach campus,
Easton.
Its effect will reach campus.
Absolutely.
We will move, as Tim said, we're moving to, some classes are moving to online already.
Well, thinking about moving to it, or planning on how to do it. Yeah, he's already planning, and he's changed his syllabus already.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, how about we pick up the conversation after some...
Some tunes.
Martin, I could tell, is really upset that I'm cutting him out of this conversation.
I'm not. I think we should discuss more, and then when we come back, we'll have more to say.
All right, sounds good. All right, how appropriate is this first title? It's called King of Pain by The Police, and then the second one is Train Kept Rolling by Aerosmith. So, we'll be back with more engaging dialogue after this.
Flagpole rack and the wind pulls stop.
guess I'm always hoping that you'll end this way. But it's my destiny to be the king of pain. There's a little black spot on the sun today. It's my soul of pain. It's the same old thing as yesterday. It's my soul of pain. There's a black hat caught in a high tree top. It's my soul of pain. There's a flagpole rag and the wind won't stop. It's my soul of pain. I stood here before and saw the pouring rain. The world turning circles running round my brain. I guess I'm always open that you'll end this rain. But it's my destiny to be the king of pain. There's a fossil. It's the same old thing as yesterday. I stood here before inside the pouring rain. The world turned circles running round my brain. I guess I'm always hoping that you'll end this rain. But it's my destiny to be the king of pain. King of pain. Yeah.
We are back. Sorry for the abrupt ending. I think that the end of that song carries in to the next song, so I had to.
Oh.
I had to. What's the word? What's the phrase?
End it.
Press on the gear. Something with like hit the brakes. I had to hit the brakes.
Press the gears.
Press the gears. We have two more songs from Martin, and then this is not just me. Disregarding the conversation, I'm just laying it out for the rest of the for the people listening. Martin has two more songs, and then we'll be back to sign off, and then I'll play a song or two, and then that'll
maybe
be,
Tim will have a song. Maybe mixed Tim, in, maybe
Tim,
not.
Tim is indecisive. What did we talk about while those songs are playing? We just kept going with that conversation.
I thought of things to talk about, and one got shot down, and then no one else said anything.
What's over break?
What's happening over break?
What are you doing over break?
I'm not doing anything. I really want to go up. I texted my mom about this today, and she's going to hear this right now. I really want to go up to, we have this house in this place called Potter County, which is up in like very, very northern Pennsylvania, middle of nowhere. That's a great place to go for, you know, trying to
not die.
Exactly. I was just telling her that I'd like to go up there to spend some time there during spring break, because it's either that or just sitting at the house.
Or you can sit on Lake Wallenpaupack, one of the two.
Or I could go to the lake. Yeah, the lake is just as wonderful. I don't know. Anyway, dead air again.
Wait.
When I start to fade, I need someone to help.
You just spazzed in your seat.
No, I thought I was going to sneeze, so I like backed off the mic and I indicated
you
to Martin.
You don't need
I was
to
like...
If there's a portion of dead air, you don't need to go, oh, there's some dead air.
Because we're just sitting in silence, and you're just like staring
at
me.
We're listening to you, and then you started spazzing.
I'm not going
to
say anything.
You were speaking about how you want to visit this house, and then you're like, I'm just going
to... Well, I don't... I'm not used to... I'm just not used to, like, extended talking, that's all.
I'm going to work a lot, which is going to suck, but I'll make money. I'll see my family.
That's good. That's all you need in life.
I won't see Katie, which sucks. But I'll see her the next weekend.
Do you get under the table, or do you get like a check?
I got a check.
Oh, that's from your brother?
Nah. What?
You'd think it'd be a little bit more like, hey, you know, slide the cash on the table.
For him.
Yeah, but you know, brothers.
No, it's on the books.
He's giving me a look. All right, Martin, you.
We gotta talk more during our shows if this is making you so uncomfortable.
I'm not uncomfortable. It's just like I'm talking, and then like I'm starting to like
sneeze. So you spazz out, and we wait.
Can I? Let me say my thing.
I
was talking.
Yeah.
I was like fumbling for every word because I don't know what else to say. And then I thought I had to sneeze, so I backed off the mic, and I was like, I have to sneeze.
See,
and then I came back and started talking.
If you need to like. Transition was you need to back away. So ask a question. Then we have to answer.
I can't just think of a question like that.
You say, what are you doing over break, Tim?
Yeah, well, all right, sorry. I don't have years of radio experience.
I don't. Oh,
you
sorry.
Do.
You do. You have years of radio experience.
Sorry. All right. I'm not really doing anything over break.
Oh my gosh. All right.
What are your songs, Martin? What do we got coming up?
I've got another Eurovision song. They have good songs.
It's not the Mamas and the Papas, is it?
No, they did not perform at Eurovision. This is the 20. It's like within the past 5 years he won. It's Duncan Lawrence and the song's Arcade. And then after that, we have not a Eurovision song. It's Monday by the Mamas and Papas. So here's Arcade.
Broken hearted. is all that's left. I'm still fixing all the cracks. Lost a couple of pieces when I carried it, carried it, carried it home. I'm afraid of all I am. My mind feels like a foreign land. Silence ringing inside my head. Please carry me, carry me, carry me home. I've spent all of the love I saved. We were always a losing game. Small town boy in a big arcade. I got addicted to a losing game.
It was all I hoped it would be. But my other day. Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine, yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying. Monday, Monday, can't trust that day. Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday,
and that was Monday Monday by the Mamas and the Papas. I really like that song a lot, Martin.
Have you not heard it before?
No, I mean, I'm sure I have in passing, but I haven't, like, focused in on it.
That entire album of the Mamas and Papas, I've listened to a lot.
This one right here? Is it the one of them in the bathtub?
It actually just might have been, like, the best of the Mamas and Papas.
Perhaps.
But I listened to it a lot while my dog was, like, a small puppy.
That opening harmony was, like, very, like, haunting and good.
I like the song.
The Mamas and the Papas have a way with that. I don't know. I mean, I've only really heard two of their songs. But
California Dreaming.
California Dreaming. I mean, that's an amazing song. Oh, my gosh. I can't get over how awesome that song is.
You have been listening.
Oh, gosh.
To what?
I know. It was very...
Very sudden. Abrupt.
Yeah, right?
Abrupt is the perfect word right there.
All
right,
well, you've been listening to
WJRH.com.org. No, damn it, I messed it up.
No, you were utterly wrong.
There's not even a dot or
What you have to do is look up there.
Tim.
All right, you've been listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio here in Eastern Pennsylvania.
United States.
Tim,
I'm just trying to annoy you now.
It's because he didn't have training.
Or
I didn't have training?
He didn't take the 10-minute training. Doesn't know etiquette,
does he? That was not 10 minutes. That was like a half-hour training thing.
The one at the very beginning of the year?
Yeah.
Yeah, they advertised. They're like, oh, it's like a five-minute thing.
It was
probably because there were so many people.
There were like 15 people in this room, and this is a room...
This room?
That cannot fit 15 people.
Do you realize... You see how hot it is in here with three people, Tim?
Imagine five times the amount. I almost said three times. That's not the right math. Alright,
quick maths.
Anyway,
bad maths.
To close out the night.
Big Chuck.
Okay. Close out the night. We have two songs left. Martin's given me a very excited look. The first one is Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere by Neil Young, which is an awesome song.
What that is.
Oh, it's a great song. And the second one, I can't remember, but I just have to look at my musical library and I'll remember what it was because I didn't log it because I did not have
Neil
time.
Neil Young was in Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, right? Okay.
He's the Young.
He's also forgotten a lot.
He shouldn't be.
Stills and Nash.
I mean, like, within Crosby, Stills, and Nash, sort of, yeah. But, yeah, I love Neil. Neil. He's a great guy. Anyway, he just changed his citizenship from Canadian to United States. Or American, I guess. He's been Canadian all his life. Anyway... yeah, I guess this is our final show for at least a week.
Yeah.
At least 2 weeks, I should say. Sorry, at least 2 weeks.
Well,
at least one, I'm sorry.
2 weeks from now we'll be back.
No, because like a week from now would be... Yeah,
when we're not here.
Would be
all right, there won't be a show next Monday.
We're on break.
There and will maybe be a show
most likely
the Monday
be a show the next
probably.
Monday. Yeah. So anyway, the first song is Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere. The second one we'll play. I don't know what exactly that is. With that... We say
au revoir.
Good night, everybody. Yeah, and have a good week. It is only Monday, after all. Yeah.
Monday, Monday.
I think I'd like to go back home and take it easy. There's a woman that I'd like to get to know, living there. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here. I gotta get away from this day-to-day running around. Everybody knows this is nowhere.
time I think about back home. It's cool and breezy. I wish that I could be there right now, just passing time. Everybody seems to wonder what it's like down here. I gotta get away from this day-to-day running around. Everybody knows this is nowhere. Everybody knows.
Fish-eyed limbs of tear-stained eyes. I can barely define the shape of this moment in time. And far from flying high in clear blue skies, I'm spiraling down to the hole in the ground where I hide.
If you negotiate the minefield in pride and beat the dogs in cheap cold electronic eyes, and if you make it past the shutdown till the
hall, dial the combination, open the home. And if I'm in, I'll tell you.
There's a kid who had a big hallucination. Making love to girls in the magazines. He wonders if you're sleeping. If I show you my dark side, will you still hold me tonight? And if I open my heart to you, show you my weak side, what would you do? Sell your story to Rolling Stone.
the fun.